This is the last part of the last hour, and we have Colette Robichaud with me. And Colette is the president of Organize Anything, and I think a great way to start, first of all, is to welcome you. Hello.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Nice to have you back. For those who didn't hear you the last time that you were on the show, which was months ago now, it is spring.
It is.
And it is that time of year when it's important to get organized. We have an expression around our house, which we used with the children. Never had any effect. Never took. But it sounds really idealistic, but it never... We always said, mess makes stress.
Mm-hmm.
And if you clean up, then everybody gets a little easier and we stop being grumpy parents, which is not completely true because we stayed grumpy parents. But the idea of getting organized is important. So I wanted you to tell a bit about how you ended up with a company called Organize Anything. And that will give us a board from which to spring, a beak board from which to jump up and talk about this issue. So tell us how you came about.
Great. Well, I started a marketing consulting company about 7 years ago, and what I found out was I wasn't only helping my clients get organized marketing, but I was helping them with their full business startup. So it just expanded. I was helping them set up their home office. I was setting them get organized with time management and lots of other things. It expanded then that I was helping them in their homes. And then I realized that there were actually associations out there in both Canada and the U.S. where I could study some more and get certification in this field to provide more services to my clients.
Well, it makes sense, too, because you've got... You know, business is becoming so much more. I just had some folks on this morning about taxation, and then we had some people on about the home, and the complexity in which we're dealing with, or without it being organized, it becomes overwhelming, doesn't it?
That's true. And there are lots of specialists out there, people that can help you with your taxes or help you with your marketing, but I'm somewhat of a generalist. I can bring a lot of things together for people, and also I can give them the resources and give them directions to look when they're sort of stuck in those areas.
And part of getting organized is recognizing that you have a need in a particular area that may need an expertise, and that's, you know, you say, you know, rather than you try to struggle with the taxes, for example, get a tax person in, get an expert in, and get that part of your life organized over there so that you can focus on the things that you really need to focus on instead of always stepping over, you know, financial or emotional clutter.
That's right. And a lot of that stuff just holds you back when you've got that much clutter in your life in so many ways. You don't have room to let the good stuff in, whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever. You just don't have room to let the good stuff come to you.
Yeah. Now, see, the natural evolution, that's why I wanted you to mention it. The idea of somebody saying, well, I need help with marketing because it's, you know, to get myself organized with my marketing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, well, that's fine, but your office is such a mess, you're not doing effective work, so you got them organized there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just see them sort of sitting there going, that's all so much better, but my home now. Because it is a question of going from department to department of your life in order to, you know, compartment, and getting each one organized, right?
For sure. And sometimes you think I'm missing certain skills, like, oh gosh, I'm not good at math, I can't do my taxes. But the truth is, you're just having trouble getting started finding the papers and getting yourself settled down and doing a little time management to actually schedule a time. You don't do a project like do your taxes. You do tasks. You break it down into small pieces, and that's what you do. So often we're overwhelmed because we do the big thing, like I have to do the yard or I have to do this, when we don't do that. We do small items. And a lot of times what I'm doing for clients, if I'm not assisting them directly in the work, is I set those, break it down for them and help them figure out how to do it little by little. Baby steps to get started, motivation to get started, and breaking it down into manageable tasks.
Yeah, and that is the key, isn't it? Recognizing how the job can be broken down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about earlier, and this is more house cleaning than house organizing. But when Granny used to in the Beverly Hillbillies, Granny would get Jethro to take everything out of the house and put it outside, and then she would put it back in one piece at a time. In fact, that is a technique.
For sure, for sure. But Jethro was also afraid because they were going to do it all at once.
And they did.
Yeah, and sometimes that doesn't work for everyone, because what happens with that, Bill, is if you think you're going to spend your whole weekend doing some task that you don't want to do, so you're going to run away from that and you're going to postpone that. So sometimes by breaking it down, saying we're going to spend the morning, kids, everybody, then we're going to head off to the beach or we're going to head out and do something else. Maybe that's a better way to avoid that procrastination.
So that idea of rewarding that you just mentioned, mentioned two words that I really need, rewards and procrastination, two different facets of this process. The idea of saying, I'm not going to spend the next 18 hours straight doing something. I'm going to spend 20 minutes every day for the next 3 weeks.
Right. And different for everyone. That's, for me, trained as a life coach, it's breaking it down for the individual, because some people like to work for long periods of time. Sometimes we're just looking at having people do something for 10 minutes a day. And of course, if we get something, make them daily routines, they can become habits and part of our lives. So it's looking at what's working for you already in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do well? What works? What hasn't worked in the past? And then coming up with a strategy that will work for you. And sometimes that's just sampling, you know, to see, is this working? Is this not working?
So, and that idea of patterns, I mean, it the same, to use another metaphor, people who are working in fitness, that one of the fitness coaches, the first thing they say is find the thing that you enjoy. It may be swimming, it may be running, it may be weight training. Find the one that you will do more consistently.
Exactly.
Too, right? So,
right.
So if I say every week we're going to spend an hour every Saturday morning, there are some people who go, Bach, I'm not going to do that, I'll avoid it and I dread it. There are other people who go, oh, if that's all it is, then I can commit to that.
Yeah, and like you say, it's that individual approach. Some people really find the weekends precious, so if you're saying you don't want to get into the weekend, maybe take that hour of what's needed to be done, and we break it up and say, well, there's 5 days in the week, what if we just spend a little time doing that? Not all things can be done like that,
no.
But it's looking at it and discussing it and see what fits for you and resonates with you right away to even try in the beginning. Some people from their gut right away will go, oh my gosh, I know that's not going to work for me and my family. So we work around finding things that will work.
Yeah. Now it says, I have the little note about you in front of me, and it says www.organizeanything.com. That's your business?
That's my website address.
Okay. And how does that, and what is it that you offer? If someone were to call Colette and said, Colette, I know I'm not organized. What do I do? How would you start with them? What's the first thing that you'd do?
I could tell them a little bit about my services, but the first thing I would ask them is why they called me in the first place. There must be some area of their life. Instead of me listing off the many things that I do, I'd ask them, where's the pain in their life right now? Where's the area? Because for some people, they're great at work, and their home isn't where they want it to be, or vice versa, or, oh, they have a physical space, like my whole house is great, but it's this one room, or some people just say it's everything. So I try to extract from them, where's the area that's causing them the most pain or the grief? Is there something coming up that there's a deadline for? Oh, there's a wedding. Oh, it's Christmas. I'm having people over, or it's just time. Like, sort of looking around at what's the reason you're calling me now, and where's the area in your life that's causing you the most distress? Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are calling from other people for other people, and
get him organized before I kill him.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Or can you go organize my husband or my daughter? And the truth is, if the need doesn't come from someone else, they have to feel that they're disorganized themselves and want some help. Because if people are functionally fine to their own liking, that's great. I just want people to be organized enough to live their life, you know, healthy and fulfilled. And it's not about staying home on a Friday night to be organized and every weekend. It's about getting organized so you can get out and do the things you want. And that's getting a little distracted with the picture-perfect media attention. Sometimes we've got lots of airplay now about making our homes great and organized. But, you know, let's just think, we just need to be organized enough. We're not going to be magazine covers. We just want to live our lives and enjoyably spend time with our friends.
When I look at Architectural Digest, one sees these homes where it looks like nobody lives there.
Yeah, but they're set up as fashion shoots. They're set up to shoot, to make everything look right, and they're not always in the way that to take a photo is a little different than how we live. So.
Yeah, and that type of reality is what you have to bring to the table. When we come back, we're gonna spend a half an hour talking about I want to talk about breaking things down. I want to talk about getting how to get organized, where to start, for example. I've just called Colette and said, Colette, I'm a mess, and you would help me. You'd take me through the process. I actually have some areas that I'll ask you about. Yes. Oh yes. I know. I look flawless, but no, except for the coffee stains all down my shirt. And if you have any questions, we'll be back right after the news, weather, and sports to talk with Colette Robichaux, president of Organize Anything. And if you want to look something up on the internet, it's www.organizeanything.com.